Every once in a while, a unique collaboration happens, resulting in a special one-of-a-kind experience for everyone involved and spreading goodness even further than the event itself. The Millbrae Rortons Club and Garth Newell Piano Quartet bring just that to all comers on Sunday afternoon, February 24th at 3 o'clock. I spoke with Millbrae Rorton Club member Eddie Hicklin a little about who the Rortons are and more about when world-class musicians play in the local elementary school.
The Rorton Club's a civic organization, the only one actually in Bath County. We serve the citizens of the county. We have several different events throughout the year, cooked chicken, Mother's Day dinners, Hunter's Supper, and we provide scholarships to some students to high school and give out different awards and things. We're just here to support the community.
I asked Eddie how the addition of some of the very finest chamber music came into the Rortons' offerings.
The concert on Sunday is something we decided to do for last year, I guess, just to get rid of the midwinter blues. I did some work at Garth Newell, and I'll talk with Sean Puller about getting piano quartet over here in the midwinter, in mid-February. And they will play a show on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Millbrae Elementary School. It's about a 45-minute, hour-long show, something like that, and there'll be refreshments and drinks afterwards. We are accepting food donations for the food pantries, monetary donations, so bring canned goods or anything you would like to. We support the local food pantries at Ashwood, United Methodist Church, and Windy Cove food pantries.
Can you tell us a little bit about how that went last year?
It went very well. For a first-time thing, we were really surprised. We ended up with, I don't know how many boxes, several boxes of food and roughly $250 to $300 in donations. At first, we were just going to donate to Windy Cove, but since we got so much, we decided to split it with Ashwood. It worked out really well.
And what about some of the people who might be hearing the Garth Newell Piano Quartet for the first time? How about some of these kids? What did they think?
Well, it's music that you don't hear around here very often, unless you go to Garth Newell. So it's really surprising to hear that kind of music, but live is totally different. I mean, it's one thing to listen to this music on a record or CD or tape, whatever you want to call it, but to hear it live, it really stands out. It's really impressive.
And just to watch the musicians actually produce it from their instruments is pretty incredible. Those musicians are on violin, Teresa Ling, on viola, Evelyn Grau, Isaac Melamed plays the cello, and Jeanette Fang the piano. Each of these musicians' accomplishments and histories of performances are too lengthy to fit in here, but for one Sunday afternoon in Millbrae, their audience is sure to be uplifted and transported.
Come and bring a guest. We want as many people as we can. Like I said, there's food and drink afterwards, refreshments, and time to talk with us in the community. We are always looking for new members in the Rorton Club, obviously. We can use some young blood. You know, come out and enjoy yourselves and enjoy some good music and refreshments.
Millbrae Elementary School is located on Church Street and is easy to find just past the Rorton's Clubhouse and the ball field. There are signs directing drivers into Millbrae from Route 39 just east of Millbrae Springs. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.